But in the eyes of many UFO fans, government officials were trying to hide information on extraterrestrial UFOs for fear of mass panic. The UFO craze continued throughout the latter decades of the 20th century. Numbers of sightings increased steadily, and as of the late 1990s, almost half of Americans believed that UFOs were in fact extraterrestrial spaceships. The form of the UFO myth changed shape somewhat in the 1980s and 1990s as individuals began to claim that not only had they seen UFOs, but that they had actually been on board the spacecraft, as aliens had abducted them and performed experiments on them before returning them to Earth. One abducted 18-year-old claimed to have had sex with an ET. Scholars believe that the UFO myth contains religious-like elements that do much to explain its massive appeal. In believing the existence of superhuman beings, by expecting travel to a better planet, and by creating a fellow community, the UFO myth embodies much of popular religious belief. Meanwhile, the UFO myth, with its government conspiracy speculations, indicates public's distrust of the government. Periods of high numbers of UFO sightings have corresponded to a number of crises in government faith, among them the Vietnam War and Watergate. But as scholar Curtis Peebles has noted,
"We watch the sky seeking meaning. In the end, what we find is ourselves."